Random House Audio presents And Sons by David Gilbert. Read for you by George Newbern. Sometimes Lewis saw in his sons a mirror that reflected the best of who he was, and he was in awe. Other times he hoped to see nothing of himself and would insist on molding the opposite by force if necessary. Fatherhood is the bending of that alpha and that omega, with the wobbly heat of our own fathers mixed in. We love and hate our boys for what they might see. A.N. Dyer, The Spared Man. Once upon a time, the moon had a moon. This was a long time ago, long before there were sons who begged their fathers for goodnight stories, long before there were fathers or sons or stories. The moon's moon was a good deal smaller than the moon, a saucer as compared to a platter. But for the people of the moon, this hardly mattered. They maintained a constant, almost mystic gaze on their moon. You might ask these people, not quite people, more like an intelligent kind of eggplant, their roots eternally clenched. What about the nearby Earth, with its glorious blues and greens and ever-changing swirls of white? Surely that gathered up some of their attention? Actually, not at all. The Earth to them seemed a looming presence, vaguely sinister, like something that belonged to a sorcerer. This brings up another question. How did the creatures of the Earth feel about its two moons? Well, to be honest, life at that time was rather pea-brained, though recently scientists have discovered a direct evolutionary link between those moons and the development of binocular vision in the Cambrian slug.